Salute, salute. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. You dig? Ain't nothing like starting off. Let me get comfortable. Ain't nothing like starting off with some good boom bap, man. Happy birthday to hip hop. You dig? Man, we back in the building. You know how I start these things, man. I'm back at my desk. I'm back in my chair. I'm back on the mic talking my talk, man. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, the retrorickpodcast@gmail.com. Get with me. Listen, man. I know. I've been a little absent. But I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I've been absent, but I'm here. Bear with me. You know, this month has been jam-packed, busy. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said in the previous podcast, at the first week of this month, man, the second and third, I got back-to-back birthdays for my son and my daughter. They basically had two parties each. Then the following week, went into vacation. Then right after that, school shopping. And this week, they started school. They started school Wednesday. I was still school shopping Tuesday night, so I had no time to record. You know what I'm saying? And here at FTH Media, there's four podcasts under this umbrella of FTH Media, right? We got Movie Talk, The Retro Files, Dumb Crimes and Criminals, and The Retro Rick Podcast. I recorded a episode of my Movie Talk maybe last week. Shit, might be almost a week and a half ago. It's sitting in my Rodecaster right now. Now I finally have time to upload it. I actually recorded it like a week and a half ago. So that goes to show you how busy I've been. You know what I'm saying? Do got a couple of shows lined up. Well, you know, topic-wise anyway, that I want to talk to y'all about. But this episode, man, I just kind of wanted to come on here, man, tell y'all about my vacation, man. You know, what was it? Time flying, man. We came back from vacation last week. We went to Chicago. Me and my wife and the kids, we went to Chicago for a week. And we just had fun, man. Super, super, super lit. Chicago, you know, that's one of the nicest cities in the world. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, me and the wife was like, you know what? Let's go to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? They got a bunch of things to see out there, a bunch of things to do out there. So we was like, you know what? We're going on vacation. We're going to go to Chicago. On top of that, we got to see what's going on. You know, me and the wife, we New Yorkers. We got to see what all this New York versus Chicago piece of talk is about. You know what I'm saying? Now, I will say this. Chicago pizza, Hitting. Now, I ain't gonna go on a limb and say it's better. Just like I ain't gonna go on a limb and say New York is better. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with them both. Being that I'm a New Yorker is the main reason why I would edge it to New York. If I was from Chicago, I'd probably edge it to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? So, man. But again, they got a different way on how they make their pizza. You know what I'm saying? It's like a deep dish situation. It's like the sauce is on the top of the pizza. It's fire, man. You know, I had posted it up on my Instagram when we was out there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, man, Chicago was dope. Anybody who seen my stories, they was like, yo, that shit look lit. That shit look fun, asking me about it. And I've been recommending it. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to go somewhere and have fun, go to Chicago. Now, when we go on vacation, right, we go, you know what I'm saying? When we go on vacation, we go, because one of the things that me and my wife, we really like to do is build memories. You know what I'm saying? That's the most important thing to us. Like, you know, I say, if you not new to the podcast and you've ever listened to the podcast around like the holidays and things like that, or birthdays or whatever the case, you know, we'll go above and beyond. You know what I'm saying? And it's not about going above and beyond for the material, thing. It's about going above and beyond to get that material thing to provide that forever memory. You know what I'm saying? So it's always about the memory with us. And so when we go on vacation, you know, we get up and we go. That's why we be tired. Like, you understand what I'm saying? We be tired. We don't let no days go by. You know what I'm saying? We get in late and we get up early and we go. And then we get in late, then we get up early and we go. Then we get up late and we get up, like, we go. You know what I'm saying? I know some people like to just let it come to them. You know what I'm saying? Let the day come to them or whatever the case. Or some people may say, oh yeah, you know, we're gonna chill at the hotel and we're gonna go out at 5. You know what I'm saying? We'll hit the town at 5. Or we'll hit the, you know, go out to eat, you know what I'm saying, at 9 or whatever. And some people like to go on vacation and never leave their room or wherever they are vacation or whatever. You know, whatever floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? When we go on vacation, we get up early. We get up early in the morning and we hit the town or city or state, wherever we are. We get up early and we go. We did a lot. You know what I'm saying? We had the whip. So we was driving around. We was walking around. We was doing it all. You know what I mean? When we first got out there, you know what I'm saying? Pizza. By the time we first got out there, we got some pizza. You know what I'm saying? Got out there. We had some peace and kind of relaxed that first day from traveling. You know what I'm saying? Pizza, good pizza spot. You know what I mean? They took pictures of us. They hit us. It was like, yeah, you guys want a picture? Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Picture was like $20. You know what I'm saying? We got the picture because, again, it had the little Chicago frame and things like that. So it's upstairs on the dresser. But, you know, that was dope. But the pizza was fire. You know, and we was downtown Chicago, right? We dead smack, like, downtown, like, in the middle of everything. You know what I'm saying? So you could drive places or you could walk places, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you wanted to do. But we was downtown, right, dead smack in the middle of everything. You know what I'm saying? Man, yo, we did it. We did it, man. We tore Chicago up. I'm going to, you know, not in order, but we went to the Bean, you know what I'm saying? The Bean is like this big silver thing, big silver metal thing shaped like a bean. And I'm not sure, I forget what the significance is of it is, but it's a, you know, Chicago is known for that. So we went to the Bean. I actually shot a video there, you know what I'm saying? Every now and then, you know, as you could tell, the name of the podcast, the Retro Rick Podcast, you know, I'm a real retro guy, you know what I mean? So I like everything retro, from my movies, my sneakers, to my music, you know what I'm saying? So we was out there, I shot a video, I still ain't even uploaded yet, but I'm gonna go ahead and upload that shit eventually. So I did a little video, get the feet, you know what I'm saying, where I talk my talk, and then I'll say get the feet, then the camera just pan down to whatever kicks I got on, you know what I mean? I like just doing that every now and again. You know, we went to the Bean and, again, like I've seen that thing in movies and things like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's just cool to go and experience these things with your kids and your wife, you know, the buildings in Chicago, man, you know, it's like, if you're from New York or whatever. It's like down, it's like Times Square, you know what I mean? A lot of skyscrapers and things like that. We did a boat cruise. And the interesting thing about the boat cruise was, you know, when, like Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, I think they got like 32 bridges. You know what I'm saying? So if you ever see Chicago, like you'll see like some water and then like you'll see like a bunch of bridges type to get you from like one side of the other thing to the other side. And it's nothing but skyscrapers around it. It looks ridiculous. It's nice, you know what I'm saying? But as we're on the water and we're going through, like we're basically taking the water, you know, around the where the streets will be. You see the skyscrapers or whatever the case. So dude is telling us different stories about the buildings and when it was built, who built them, how they built it. Interesting. Everything has a reason for something. You know what I'm saying? Because I guarantee you, if you look at something and you say, yo, why does this look like that? Or why is this like that? Or why is this shaped like that? It's a reason behind that. You know what I'm saying? So when we was downtown, he's like, yeah, this building was built and this building was built because they got to reflect off each other and they got to have the wind to hit it this way and that and that. Shit you won't ever even think of. You know what I'm saying? I would look at these buildings and be like, okay, maybe they was built by the same architect, or maybe they just, that's just the design of what they want the city to look like type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm not thinking all of this, you know, extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? One building was shaped like a V at the bottom, and they was like, yo, at the top is water that shifts and kind of balanced the building out. Because if it wasn't, then it would just collapse. And mind you, this is a tall-ass skyscraper. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Couple dudes was hustling. The couple dudes was hustling and stole skyscrapers. Like, it was mad interesting to just learn facts about Chicago as we was going and looking at these buildings and why they're shaped like this, when they were built. You know what I'm saying? This guy was selling booze to buy this building, and then this guy stole that building from that guy, and this and that and that and this, and this guy built all of this stuff, and then they took it from him, and then he ended up being homeless. It was a lot, but it was interesting. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just sitting around, I'm just looking like, wow. You know, because it's, you don't think of stuff like that. You just be chilling. You just see the skyscrapers and things like that, but you don't think like, damn, this is a big ass building, but what's the significance behind this building? You know? What else we do, man? Damn, man, we did a lot, man. You know, my wife is Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying? So we went to the Puerto Rico Museum. That was nice. You know, if I'm not mistaken, it might have been the first or oldest Puerto Rico museum in the world type of situation. They had a lot of good paintings in there and things like that. And I took some pictures of a couple of paintings and the outside murals and things like that. You know, the wife is going to always represent for her culture. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, was it that night? Yeah, I think that night we went to the park and listen to some music, because that's one thing too, like, you know, we always like to go to the park and jam out. And so my wife she found out where they was having a Puerto Rican band was playing in the park, so we went there and was vibing, you know what I'm saying, got some ice cream, the kids was doing their thing, we just out there listening to music, in the backdrop of where they were performing at was fire, you know what I'm saying, like everything was a vibe, like you had the backdrop of the city, it's nighttime. It's mad people there. Mad people. Had the band. They had a stage. Then behind them was like the water. You know what I'm saying? Because it was on a pier. On like the other side of the pier. So that was super lit. You know what I mean? The pier. We went to the pier, which had like a Ferris wheel and, you know, the swings and what's it called? I don't even know the name of it, but it's the ride where you sit in it. And it just shoots you straight to the air. Not the joint that's like a damn, slingshot. Not that. But the one that's like has seats going around it. And it'll just shoot you up high, then just drop you. You know what I'm saying? So, my son, man. Salute to my son, man. Like, my son is super brave. You know what I'm saying? All my kids are brave. My son, he's 8. He just turned 8 this summer. You know, he's height. He's of height, so he can pretty much get on all the rides or whatever the case. So we get on a joint. He got his arms up. You know what I'm saying? He don't care. I'm in that joint holding on tight. That joint just shoots you in the air. You know what I'm saying? Then we come down. Like, it's lit. But my son, just seeing how young he is and how brave he is, it makes me smile. You know what I'm saying? And we went on the Ferris wheel. When we got to the top of the Ferris wheel, mad big too. Like, this joint was tall as shit, but it was big inside. So it wasn't like the little rinky dink. This was a nice ass joint. Like, cause we was 5 deep, we could have got like 2-3 more people in there type shit. Like, it was a big Ferris wheel. We was at the top, and my son, he liked to get sturdy, so he wanted to get sturdy. I was playing with him, like, hey, big man, get sturdy. My wife was like, hell no. Sit your ass down. My wife didn't want to do no movements up that joint. You know what I mean? My son was playing, like, he like, yo, let's give him get sturdy, dad. He's like, record me getting sturdy. He was about to really get sturdy up that joint. I'm like, nah. My wife was like, oh no. You know what I mean? She wasn't with that. But you know, that was fun. Then we went back on the other joint. No, we went on the swings. You know the swings. My son, me and my wife, we sat behind my son. So it was like my son was right in front of us. My other daughter was like kind of in front of us. My son had his hands out. My wife is ready to fucking have a heart attack because she's like, say, hold on. Because my son, he wild. Like, he just got that. He's fearless. You know what I'm saying? He's laughing. He has his hands out. So we had to get him to hold on to the chain or whatever the case. But my wife was ready to jump out her seat midair to jump into his seat and have him put his hands back on the thing. Like, she was not with it. You know what I mean? But yeah, the pier is dope. You know what I'm saying? They got like a bunch of they got a few restaurants, and inside they got like this big type of gift shop situation. You know what I'm saying? Then outside they got the rides, and all of this is along the water. You know what I'm saying? So that was nice, you know. What else we did, man? Food, man. You know what I'm saying? We had Italian food, Shake Shack burgers, Harold's Chicken, the world famous Harold's Chicken. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you hear about Chicago, that's another one of the staples. Harold's Chicken, did that. Chicken was fire. You know what I'm saying? Definitely good. We walked around the city. What else we did? Man, we did so much. Yo, okay, so we went to the Sears Tower, right? I think it's called something else now. I forget what it's called, but we'll call it the Sears Tower. If you ever excuse me, if you want to look it up, just look up Sears Tower in Chicago, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case. But at one time, there was a point in time where that was the tallest building in the world, right? So that building is 103 floors up, right? And if you follow me on Instagram, at Rick_BHR, you can see I put some videos up there and things like that because they got this. Now, mind you, once you go up to the top, right? First off, the elevator, you get in the elevator, you know what I'm saying? That joint shoots you up to the top. Like, your ears popping, all that shit. Like, you be in the elevator for like 3 minutes. So just imagine how fast that joint going. If it don't stop, you get in at ground zero and you go up to 103. You understand what I'm saying? So, and that shit was in a matter of like 3 minutes. We get up there. Listen, when I say that shit is ridiculously high. You can see the whole Chicago. You can see, they say it was a little foggy, but they say you can see across three states. That's how far that shit go. Like, I seen the whole Chicago, right? Now, mind you, when we was going there, I was looking, the city's full with skyscrapers. When we got in that building, I was looking down on the skyscrapers by a long shot. On the ground, you looking up at these shits like, damn, that building tall. But when you get in the Sears Tower, you're looking down like, yo, these buildings look little as hell. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, we high as hell. We was 103 floors up. If you go on my Instagram at Rick_BHR, I got a picture up that I put up with me and my son. And then next to it, I put the clip up of the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Remember when back in the days, if I'm not mistaken, this probably came out in like 80, 89 type shit, like or early 90s. I forget exactly. I think it was late 80s, early 90s. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He cut school, whatever the case. They was there. So this particular spot where we was where they filmed that part of the movie. So I got a picture with me and my son standing next to the sign saying, like, this is where they shot that scene. And then I put the scene next to the video. And in the scene, they're leaning up against the window looking down, you can kind of see how far that shit is. Now, once you walk around, they got on the other side, like when you get out the elevator, you know, they got like gift stands and things like that. You just up there chilling. You can, you know, take pictures, do your thing, whatever the case. But when you walk like around it, because it's like a, the whole joint, you can see it's like a 360 view. So once you walk around or whatever the case, you can go get in line to step on the glass. Now, on the glass is, it's like 2 feet out of the building. It's glass. It's all glass, though. Like, it's like a glass window. That's you know, all around, of course, so you don't drop down. But it's like 2 feet out, and you're literally standing outside of the building. There's nothing under it. You're just on a thick piece of glass. So we got on that joint. We took some pictures. That shit high. That shit is, when I say that shit high, that shit is high, high. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's another level of, it's another level of high. And I was looking at it like, yo, this is craziness. Now, mind you, after we did this boat, we did the boat tours after we did that. We did the boat tours on another day, right? But when you're doing the boat tours, they say they talk about it because they go by and you can see he point up like, look, way up there, whatever, whatever. He break down the whole when it was built, the name change and all that. And he says, hey, in 2010, a family of five stepped out on the edge and it cracked the glass. I said, oh, no. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, this, mind you, this was after. And again, that was in 2010. You know what I'm saying? That was 13 years ago. I'm sure they made whatever adjustments they needed to make or whatever the case. But yeah, I'm looking like, yo, I looked at my wife. I was like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? But that shit, like, you know, I got some pictures. I got some pictures on my Instagram of that shit, of me standing on that shit and like zooming down. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. If you ever go to Chicago, definitely go there. Another thing, we did the 360 tilt. Now, that's similar, right? 360 tilt was 94 floors up. Everything looks small. You really got to understand, Sears Tower was 103 floors. You understand what I'm saying? The 360 tilt was 94 floors up. Ridiculous. Now, the thing with that is, now, at the Sears Tower, it's like a 2-inch thing you go out, you step on. You know what I'm saying? It's like 2 inches of glass. The 360 tilt, that shit leans like 30 degrees, 30 or 40 degrees forward. So you're in the building. And then the glass leans you at a slant out, like, off the building. So it's like, you ever see that Michael Jackson video when he leaned forward? That's what the glass do. Now you're just looking straight down at the fucking street from 94 floors up. My son, yeah, let's go, let's get it. I'm shook. I'm holding on to that shit tight, mad tight. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding on to that shit mad tight. But I got to do it. My son here, my wife, my kids. You know what I mean? I don't like heights. Like, I don't mess with heights. Real talk. I don't deal with heights. But I'll go up on a Ferris wheel and do all the roller coasters and all that. It's weird. But yeah, that was fun. So we did that. You know what I'm saying? 360 tilt. Man, like, it was just, went to the aquarium. You know what I'm saying? Seeing the sharks and all that. You know, my wife loves sharks. Sharks is her thing. You know what I'm saying? I even got a, being the good dope husband that I am, I even got a shark tooth one day. You understand what I'm saying? She loved watching shark movies and, you know, that's one of her things. So, you know, we went to the aquarium. Then we went to another exhibit. We left the aquarium. We went somewhere else. Oh, man, I forget what it's called, but it was like a, it was like this thing where you go inside and the whole thing is like a show type of situation. They show you like about the earth and all that, which was very interesting. They was telling you about the moon and shit like that. That was lit. You know what I'm saying? We went bowling. Man, we tore Chicago up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we did. We really did, man. We really did, man. We tore Chicago up, man. Speedboat. We did the speedboat ride where we was in the water with the speedboat going crazy. You know what I mean? We wasn't driving it, but we was on the boat. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. You know, me and my son, we car heads. So my son was snatching pictures of everything. We seen a Maybach truck, Lambo truck. You know what I'm saying? We was coming out the, when we was coming from bowling, I looked up, I seen Ashton, right? I'm like, "Big man, you want a picture? You want to get this Ashton?" He was like, "All right." But as we, it was like in front of a hotel, but in the driveway was like on a slant. And we was like on the street level type shit. The driveway was up a little bit, but I noticed there was an Ashton. I figured he'd like it. But as we walked up, I'm like, "Oh." Right behind it was a Ferrari, and then right behind that was the Lambo, orange and black, fire, just sitting there. New shit, too, just sitting there, clean. I was like, damn. So we got some pictures of that joint. I was at the gas station, talked to this dude. I seen dude inside the gas station, didn't think much, you know what I mean, whatever. Came outside, nigga had the Maybach. I'm looking at the Maybach. I walked up to him like, "Yo, this joint is tough right here, man. It's like, you mind if I show my son?" He's like, "Oh, what? Nah." He pumping gas and shit. White dude, probably in his mid-40s. You know what I'm saying? Regular dress. He had a polo on, some jeans, and some sneaks. Regular. You know what I'm saying? I think he had some shades on, too. My son came over. I called my son over. We looking at the Maybach, me and dude talking. And, you know, he let my son open a joint, whatever the case, get in there. Like, just this all-black Maybach. White interior, that shit look like a fucking limo. He's like, "Yeah." He was like, "Yo," I was like, "This is." I was just telling him, like, you know, that I'm into cars. Like, we like cars. He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yo, this is a 16. I'm like, "Damn." You know what I'm saying? Because again, like, a lot of people get hung up on the year of a car. You know what I'm saying? I've never gotten hung up on the year of a car because I've always been the type of person that, regardless on what, I'ma like what I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the new i7, but I like the old 750s. I like the 760s. I like the new 760. I like it. That joint fire. I have nothing bad to say about it, but I like the old 760s interior better. You know what I'm saying? The dashboard. That's just, you know, so I never get into years and things like that. It don't really matter to me. If it's tough, it's tough. If you like it, you like it, especially if you're paying your bread for it. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, man, I would have never knew that this was a 16. Cause you don't see those. You know what I'm saying? You don't see many Maybachs just riding around. That's not a thing of you just driving around town and, "Oh shit, Maybach, maybe in Beverly Hills or something like that. But I don't live in Beverly Hills. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's called spaceships. You see them every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? So that was fire, you know what I'm saying? Talk to him and shit. And then you know what? I'm going to keep it a tour. I'm going to keep it 100. I said, damn, I forgot to put him on to the podcast, man. That was my only thing. Because now when we pulling out behind him, I'm like, you know, I told my wife, I said, fuck. I should have told him about my podcast. You understand? Like, I'm over here with a damn, I'm trying to build this podcast media. From the Heart Media. I got 4 shows. You know what I'm saying? My man would have been interested in one of them joints. You know what I'm saying? You like sneakers? I got that. You like movies? I got that. You like hearing funny criminal stories? I got that. Or you just want to hear my overall point of view on a few things? I got that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, next time, I said, you know what? Never again. You know? But, man, yo, it was just super, super lit, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm back in the building. I'm back home. We did more shit than that, but I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I would have to sit down and write it out and then be like, okay, boom. But you know, when you just going off the head, man, you don't, you know what I'm saying? But Chicago was fucking fire, man. And me and we like, yo, we going back. You know what I mean? Real talk, we going back. We got to. Chicago was fire. You know, I recommend it. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple other cities we want to check out too, you know? And, just build memories. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, build memories. That's what it's, that's what this shit is all about. You know what I mean? Like, that's what me and the wife is. That's our thing. We on that heavy. You know what I'm saying? We always been on that heavy. Build the memories. I don't give a fuck about no toys, nothing. You know what I'm saying? My son got, what? My son got, I don't even know how many Nerf guns, all shapes and sizes. You know what I'm saying? Probably over 20, all shapes and sizes. The big shits to the littlest shits. He got them all. Laser guns, all that. My son got birthday money, and, you know, we let him, you know, use his money periodically. You know what I'm saying? We don't just let him go and just buy shit, because he got shit. He got a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? He has a bunch of shit. And so we don't let him just spend whatever, whatever. So he like, Dad, I want to go to Target, whatever the case. So we went to Target. You know what I'm saying? What did he buy? A new Nerf gun. Because he liked it was like a graffiti gun. He's like, Dad, I want this one. He bought the Nerf gun. He bought a Lambo. No, a McLaren. That's my wife's favorite car. So he bought a McLaren so he could sit it on his next to his PlayStation, so it could be on his dresser while he played he bought it to sit on his TV. So when he's playing his PlayStation, you know what I'm saying, he got the McLaren right there with the doors up. So he got that, the McLaren, and he bought a Nerf gun, a McLaren, and something else. A book. Ninja Turtles book to read. Salute to my son. You know what I mean? So he did that. And that Nerf gun is on my kitchen counter right now in the box. Yo, my son is something else. Yo, my son is something else, man. You know what I'm saying? He's spoiled. He's super spoiled. But you know, again, if you listen to my podcast, man, you know, my son, he don't mind giving. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind him having a bunch of stuff, because it'll never go to waste. Because once it's time to give, which it will be soon, because I'm a just big man. Let's go. Let's put a package together for the Goodwill, you know, or just somebody else that got the kids that's younger than my son, you know. We'll give it to him, you know. And he don't mind. You know what I'm saying? He just make a list, pile. I said, whatever you don't want or whatever you feel like you're too big for, just put it in a pile. He put, stack that shit up. Here, Dad. All right. You sure? Dad, I don't. Yeah, I'm good. You know what I mean? So, but it's the memory. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just, he, like I said, he got that Nerf gun. It's on the counter right now. I go upstairs, that shit is on the counter right now. And he didn't need it. But if he ever thought back to the memory, he gonna feel happy in that moment of wanting to go buy a new Nerf gun. And he went and bought it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just waiting now. I just started seeing online that they're coming out with a portable PlayStation 5. That shit look fire. Now, you know, I'm not a gamer. I do want a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the weather change up and it start getting brick outside and I'm in the crib, I do want to start, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not potting. I wanna play around on the game a little bit, man. I'm really waiting for that GTA 6 to come out. I'm really waiting on that GTA 6 to come out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm really my son's a gamer. You know what I mean? So that's his thing too. Like my son kind of skipped the toy phase. It's not a toy my son don't got, right? It's not a toy he don't got. Race car tracks, if you name it, he got it. But he skipped that. He got two older sisters, you know what I'm saying? So he'll play games on his phone, like his car games. Like, he likes to build cars. So he'll be like, Dad, look, he'll show me like a G-Wagon. And then he'll change the color, the rims, the interior, do all that, whatever the case. Like, he likes to do that type of stuff on his phone. And he likes to play games, you know what I'm saying? So he got, like, we turned, like, his room into, like, a gamer room, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got gaming chair in there. He got the Pac-Man arcade in there, PS5, you know what I'm saying? And that's his thing, headphones and all that. So he plays with games. He's called himself a gamer, you know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of thinking of flirting with the idea of getting him a gaming PC for Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, he doesn't really play with toys, you know what I'm saying? Like, he you know, this boy got thousands of dollars of toys in this closet down here that I'm looking at and in his room. and they, like I said, they in the closet. And if I go up there, 9 times out of 10, he's probably playing basketball. Like, you know how you got the little door baskets? He probably dunking on his rim, or he's in his gaming chair playing his game. Like I said, he calls himself a gamer. But I just seen that PlayStation is coming out with a handheld PS5. That joint look fire. I'm just waiting for my son to see it on TikTok or just come across it. So he's going to start flooding me and my wife with the pictures like, "Dad, mom, mom, can I get this?" I already know. So I'm going to keep my eye on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep my eye on that because the moment it's available, I'm going to pre-order it. Like, so I can have it. Because I know for a fact he's going to want that shit. And I know that it'll probably be one of those things that sell like the PS5. You know what I'm saying? So I'm keeping a close eye on this shit because it'll probably sell like the PS5. And it was hard to get the PS5. I told that story on the podcast. So we got him the PS5 the year that when they first dropped. You know what I mean? My son was, "Hey, yo, nah, man. Yo, my son is 8. Whenever the PS5 dropped, was he fucking 6? 5 years old with a damn PS5? 5 turning 6 with a PS5? Yeah, he was 5 turning 6 with a PS5, man. My son's something else, man. But I was like, yeah, and I ain't go front, man. I want that shit. Yo, I want that shit too, man. So we might be pre-ordering 2 of them joints because that joint looked tough, man. A handheld what? He already got the Switch. Like, he got a Nintendo Switch, you know what I'm saying? But a handheld PS5, so when we go on vacations or long car rides, if he could have a PS5, he gonna be. But, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I ain't go front. I might get that shit because I got a Superboy. You know, again, everything retro, man. I am retro Rick. But I got a Super Boy. If you know what a Super Boy is, it's like a handheld Super Nintendo. You know what I'm saying? It's like a Game Boy, but for Super Nintendos. You know what I mean? So I got that. But, you know, I got a Game Boy too. But I gotta get that. That handheld PS5 look crazy. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I'm about to sign off, man. Just let y'all know I'm back. You know, now, like I said, this month is super busy, man. Birthdays, vacations. Work, birthdays, vacation, back to school, work. Like, it was a lot going on. So now everything is cool. Kids is back into their schedule. Like, yo, school started Wednesday. Tuesday night, I was still running around. My daughter need this. Like, running the night before school. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's back to school. The pods is about to get back on schedule. You know what I'm saying? You know, again, man, get me back in the loop. Get me back in the loop, man. I appreciate it, man. I definitely would appreciate it if y'all could help me get back in the loop. You know, like I said, they about to start dropping and about to start recording, so I could always have something for y'all, man. I think my next episode gonna be, you know, my passion for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Get on here, have some hip hop talk with y'all, man. Tell y'all my introduction to hip hop and all that for the Hip Hop 50, man. I do want to see more Hip Hop 50 talk going on, but we'll talk about that on the pod. But yeah, man, like I said, I just wanted to come in here, man, talk to y'all about my vacation, man. Chicago, man. Again, give it up for Chicago, man. Chicago was fire, man. Like my wife said, just saying, man, Chicago don't know us nothing. You know what I'm saying? We had fun, money well spent. And it was a lot of damn money. Oh, man, it was a lot of damn money. But yeah, man, so Chicago was dope. We want to go back. We want to build memories, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's just what it's all about, man. So I hope y'all enjoyed taking a trip to Chicago with me. You know, if you're ever looking for somewhere ill to go, man, check Chicago out. You know what I'm saying? Me and the wife, we talking about other cities that we want to go to. And things like that too, man. You know what I'm saying? Pretty soon we'll have, you know, majority of all our favorites. Not, I could say favorites, but, you know, it's just something dope to do. You know what I'm saying? You think about going to exploring a new place that you've never been and seeing what it's about. You know what I'm saying? So Again, man, Chicago was lit. You're looking for somewhere to go, go check that out. I'm back in the building. This is the busiest month of the year for me. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, we back on regular schedule programming. Tell your friend to tell a friend to tell a cousin to tell they people to tell they people. Man, fuck all that. Just spread the word about the podcast, man. You understand what I'm saying? Tell them Rick is back on the mic talking his talk, man. You know what I mean? We here, we back. They about to start back flowing. I can now woo-sah. I can now woo-sah and bring y'all this content, man. You know what I'm saying? Bring y'all my point of view on a variety of things, man. So, on that note, I'm gone.